Now to close up, apple growers are being offered a helping hand to help meet clean-up costs and rebuild after the summer's unprecedented bushfires. An estimated $72 million worth of damage was caused to growers in New South Wales and parts of SA. Our reporter Sophie Clark caught up with Apple and Pear Australia Limited Chief Executive Phil Turnbull.
We welcome the New South Wales Government's announcement to fund the apple industry's bushfire recovery plan, and we're calling on the federal government to contribute so our industry can complete the rebuild. The announcement from the state government is in two parts. There is a supply chain support grant, which is the application to meet in by the 12th of June. And then there's sector development grants, which are just a larger, longer-term projects, which are due in on the 17th of July. So we met with industry yesterday, and look, they're all very eager to move ahead and then commence the rebuilding.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, this will be used to clean up and replace trees. Do we know how much damage was caused during the fires?
Look, our estimations that we put together in our recovery plan were up to $72 million worth of damage. And look, largely that's in Batlow and Bilpin, but also the Adelaide Hill just prior to Christmas.
Quite a bit of damage caused, which was obviously devastating for these growers who have worked so hard on their product. And I guess, what's the future look like for them, and how are they feeling with this package in place now?
Look, there's no doubt that anyone who's been involved in bushfires like these communities have certainly suffering trauma, and they are wondering about their futures. But this grant from the New South Wales government is really a great opportunity for the industry to get back on its feet. And certainly Batlow, the enthusiasm we had yesterday in the meeting was that people are keen to rebuild.
Yeah, no doubt. And in regards to the application process, is that an easy thing to go about? Or
look, it's relatively straightforward. It just has to be done in a way that is auditable by government, because that's the standard process when it comes to grants. So there are some things that our growers will need to collect to get the grant prepared, but we're confident that'll be done by the 12th of June.
Excellent, and I guess that provides, you know, a bit of reassurance for those who have been impacted. It's a good start, I guess, but as you said early on there, more funding is needed, and you're calling for the federal government to get involved.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we're certainly very pleased with what the South Wales government has offered, but we are certainly calling on the federal government to contribute so our industry can complete the rebuild. It's important that the funding is sufficient enough to make sure that we can build back better in terms of the crops that we plant, and getting things that are very productive, that are drought and fire resistant, weather and pest proof. So, yes, no, we are calling on the federal government to make a contribution.
Well, that's it. Quite a lot goes into it, and I think, you know, a lot of people on the outside looking in, I guess, don't really realise. They think, oh, you know, you'll just regrow your trees and it's as simple as that. But there's a lot of things that do actually go into this process.
Absolutely. I mean, orchards are highly capital intensive, and it takes 5 years for an apple tree to get into full production. So the grant's certainly not including loss of income. So this is literally planting trees, getting orchards ready, growing trees, training trees to the point where they're able to produce a crop that we can, you know, supply to the Australian market.
Yeah, absolutely. No quick fix, but certainly a good start and welcome news for these growers that are affected. But it is a very sad time reflecting for everyone involved.
Certainly. And I think, you know, the certain communities that were hit by these bushfires in summer then have had to go through all the issues relating to COVID. So I think some of these rural communities have really had a very difficult time. So this is exceptionally well received from the New South Wales government.
And Sophie Clark speaking with Apple and Pear Australia Chief Executive Phil Turnbull.